right, guys. Unfortunately, I'm here in Wisconsin of all places. But fortunately, my good friend Scott Tierha, he invited us here over to his house. He showed us his man cave on Twitter, and here I am. He got some pretty cool stuff in there. I can't wait to check it out. Boom, we got action.
Hey, welcome.
What up, man?
What's happening?
I'm ready to see this cave, man.
Awesome.
Go check it out.
Come on in.
How long did it take you to do this?
This basement, about a month off and on, painting and stuff. The actual collection itself has been ongoing about 7-8 years.
How did you come up with the idea to say, I don't want just jerseys, I want game-worn jerseys?
I used to collect baseball cards way back in, you know, late 80s, early 90s, and you know, everything was about the rarest car you can get. And it's rare because majority of these jerseys were worn for seasons at a time. Very unique to that player, so it's history. And I always thought that was really cool. It's kind of owning a Bears history, which is, to me, priceless. Starting with the 50s, we have a jersey from 1953, working way forward. So 53, Bobby Jackson's from 1961. This jersey was used in practice, recycling, but it was a game jersey in the early 70s. Yes. This is Jim Caddial's game jersey from the mid-60s. Then we got Bobby Joe Green, the punter, from the early 70s.
Israel Adonijah.
Hmm?
Israel, yeah. Down the right here.
Yeah, it's, I can't remember his name.
We'll just say it's Izzy.
Yeah, it can be Izzy. He can wear it.
So, the cleats, who you have up here?
On the end, Tommy Harris. And then we got...
Let me tell you something about Tommy. Tommy never wore socks. So, I guarantee you these shoes reek.
I want to say the insoles are probably gone, too.
I don't even want to look at that, man. He wore no socks. We're on to the next set of jerseys, and who do we have in here?
Well, we've got Jimmy Mack, Dan Hampton, Mickey Pruitt, but that's Butler's game jersey from 93.
Wow, that's what the game jerseys look like, 93. You got Peanuts.
That Peanut jersey, that was the jersey he wore against New Orleans Saints on the Super Bowl year when they won.
Okay.
So that was one game away from being in the Super Bowl.
And what is this? What is Urlacher doing right here?
Falling over.
That's a classic picture.
Tackling the hat.
Okay, this is his favorite jersey right here. Of course, as you see, signed Anthony Adams jersey. Am I right by saying this?
Of course it is.
See?
So this jersey right here is a little story with it. It's from the game in London. He was signing autographs, and I brought this in, and this thing smells so bad that he actually apologized to me when he signed it.
Oh, wow.
So that's Tyler Clutch's jersey.
All right, so where did you get your hands on this at, man? This is...
As I always scour the net for everything I could find, I found an index card that was signed by Papa Bear, because what collection of historical Bear stuff would not be complete without the man? So these two jerseys right here are actually what I would consider my crowning jewel of my collection. My grandmother used to bring me out to Platteville, and my whole job was to follow him around because that's all I wanted to do was get his autograph, see what he was up to. I was turning 13 years old, and I actually invited him to my birthday party at a baseball card show. I mean, that was my guy.
So let's talk about these seats right here, the Soldier Field seats. How'd you get your hands on these?
So I got a friend that had a friend had a friend.
And
basically...
Who knew a friend.
Right. So basically what ended up happening is he had something, or I had something in my collection that he wanted, and it just kind of turned into a one-for-one swap out. And I was more than happy to add this to the collection.
And I'm pretty sure if I sat in it, I would break it. So I don't want to do that.
I sit in it and I make it through, so anyway.
All right, let me try. I'm going to put all my weight on it or whatever.
It's all good. Sturdy.
All right, there we go. I did it.
Okay, that was a pretty cool man cave, especially considering it's in Wisconsin.
Yeah, like nobody wants to go up there. And you know, as soon as we walk in, Mrs. Tierha, she's decked out in all green and yellow.
No.
Decked out.
What?
Yeah. It was unbelievable. That's crazy. Definitely have a house divided. But she was really cool, though, because both of their sons were decked out in Bears gear.
Okay, good.
So, you know, it's a balance in there. And also, when she came to a Chicago Bear game, she was decked out in Chicago Bear gear.
Okay.
Yeah.
So maybe we can convince her.
Didn't think I knew about that, huh?